May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." We're again, throughout Advent and the 12 days of Christmas, just looking at Advent Christmas themes or scriptures, letting God just speak to us. This is again the scriptures I read yesterday. Let me read them again. Actually, I should have done this as a gospel lesson. "Now it came about in those days that a decree went forth from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all were proceeding to register for the census, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order that along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. And it came about that while they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." The thing that you would think, that God being God, and having created the whole universe, being Lord of lords and King of kings, who sits on a throne high and lifted up, and governs the affairs of men, you would think that he could have opened up at least one room somewhere in Bethlehem for his son to be birthed. That wouldn't have been that hard of a task if he created all the stars and the heavens and everything that we see, the constellations, the universes that we can't even see. But just one room, it only took just one room. And it wasn't like that was because they were having Christmas Eve services. I don't know what was going on in Jerusalem, in the area of Bethlehem, but when they came to the inn, there was not one room. Now, when I was growing up, we really vilified the innkeeper, like he's this awful, nasty person. But it wasn't like Jesus showed up with flashing lights and said, "I'm the Son of God, make room for me." They were just a poor couple, and she's about to give birth, and the place is full. And so he wasn't like this bad person. The real issue is why didn't God provide one room? And here's what I believe. Remember yesterday, if you were here, we talked about the fact that Caesar Augustus was the most powerful man in the world. And Mary and Joseph were just two young people who were poor. And they were coming under the context of a scandal, which we'll talk more about in the days to come, because most people, 99% of the people who knew anything about them, believed that she was pregnant out of wedlock and Joseph wasn't the father. That was all the rumors. And so under this context of a scandal, being poor, having to travel all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem when you're that pregnant. But they were there because it was important for them to be there to fulfill Scripture. But God used a godless man who was also the most powerful man in the world to direct them there. And for us just to remember again that no matter how small you may think you are, there's nobody in the world more significant than you are. And God's arranging the whole world, even the most powerful people in the world who are making decisions, how they're going to affect your life in a ripple effect down the road at some point, positively towards pushing you towards his purposes. Now, they knew they were significant. God had spoken to them. They knew they were significant, but nobody else did. It's important that you know your significance before God and that you know that he's ordering the whole world. And he's so big that even though it may affect millions and millions of other people, it also has a personal impact on you. God's in control of your life. And if you'll just trust him, there'll be purposes fulfilled. And very similar to that, why didn't the Lord provide a room? Because Jesus was born under a no vacancy sign. Jesus was born, the stable was a carved out place on the side of a mountain. It wasn't made out of sticks and stones. It was just a sort of a lean-to cave. Didn't go very far. There was a manger there. It's out in the middle of nowhere. And it was important for a number of reasons, but for this little simple one, following up on yesterday, that Jesus was born there because that's where the Calvary Road started. It started in Bethlehem under a no-vacancy sign, and it ended with people spitting on him and beating him and crucifying him not too many miles away in Jerusalem. Remember the verse I said to you, if any man's going to follow him, they're going to have to take up their cross daily. Our walk with the Lord in this fallen world is learning how to trust God when everything isn't going right. And Jesus became poor that we might become rich spiritually. And Jesus, his very beginning was the beginning of inconvenience, discomfort. That's the Calvary Road. Remember what the Lord said to Peter? When Peter was asking about his future compared to John's, and Jesus said, as you mature in the Lord, as you grow old, he says, you're going to be bound up with your hands out and led places that you don't want to go. And we're often, every day, aren't we confronted with things that we weren't planning on? Aren't we put in situations or find ourselves in conversations or situations and relationships that are not very comfortable and not very good? And it's learning how to walk there is going to be the difference between how much God can use you and how much he can't. How far you're going to go in the purposes of God? Because if you can't steward the cross, the daily things that make up the cross for us, and Jesus was giving us an example, it was a prophetic shout to us. A lot of life is lived under a no vacancy sign, where things aren't turning out the way you thought they were. And how you deal with those is going to govern how much you become like him and how much he's able to lead you towards his purposes in the future. So Jesus comes to us in Advent. And we begin a journey that's following him. His journey began under a no vacancy sign. Understand that getting frustrated and angry and complaining is the opposite of taking up your cross daily and following him. Because if you're going to follow him, that's how he started. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.